On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Hello there. Happy Wednesday. I'm George Adair, doing the show every Wednesday at noon. Still 5.5 years into it, Michelle.
Yeah.
Somebody just asked me that today. How long have you been doing that show? I said, I had to carry the one, and it was 5.5 years.
We just have to figure out how old your youngest is, and there you go.
That's all we have to do. Yeah, that's really a good way of doing it. And Facebook is such a good reminder of how cute they were. I just put a picture of my kid up. He was eating cereal with sunglasses on.
Oh. Yeah.
So if you're one of the
what kind of cereal?
800 people that follows me on Facebook, you can see that.
What's his favorite cereal?
Today, he's really into Lucky Charms.
Oh, that's a classic.
Well, but it creates strife.
Does it?
Yeah, well, because you got to eat more than the marshmallows.
That's true.
And, you know, the strife, it just never ends. So mm-hmm. it's constantly a battle. Yeah. But, you know, we get through it at the end of the day. Sometimes I prevail.
You always say how many more bites you have to have? More bites.
Oh,
my
gosh.
This many more bites.
Oh, my gosh.
That's all you do as a parent.
I will tell you.
This many minutes.
It never ends. The constant battle of tug of war of consuming food. My wife's the worst at it. She gets so upset. She's pissed every night at dinner. Eat your food.
Just eat your food.
It's like a Christmas story. Right, do you remember
exactly.
That scene?
I'll shovel it in.
Here's the piggy. Get my toolbox. Oh, folks. Well, hey, if you ever want to know what you qualify for a home loan where you can go buy a house and watch your kids never eat their food, you can give me a call. I'm at Bay Equity Home Loans. I'm George Adair, 707-583-8100. 707-583-8100 or bayequityloans.com. All right, now that that's out of the way, we have a really great guest today in the studio. My friend Matthew Henry is the CEO of the Sonoma County Family YMCA. Hey, Matthew, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, George.
Really excited to bring Matthew in. A mutual friend and a colleague of ours, Joe Smith, was on the board for a long time and continues to serve the board. And we were just chatting over beers, and I said, you know, I really want to get into some supportive of organizations. He said, well, you need to come check out the Y. And I said, absolutely.
Yeah.
And then on my first day, we were there. Matthew, you put together this exercise talking about, what was it? Our story. Our why story.
That's right. Wanted to know how you came to be connected to the why.
Yeah. And we all have a why story. I shouldn't say we all do, but many of us have a why story, especially in Sonoma County, because the one that we have here with the headquarters off of college in Santa Rosa is fantastic. So my why story is I started swim lessons there when I was 10.
Oh, wow.
And I worked my way through their various levels were fish, and I could never get to porpoise. Matthew told me they got rid of porpoise recently, didn't they?
Yeah, we revamped our swim lesson curriculum to get rid of the fish, which is good because I've been with the Y for 16 years, and I could never remember where porpoise came. So now it's just level 1 through 9.
Yeah, I always made it to shark. Anyways, that's my Y story, and I did summer camps as well. And Matthew, you've got a tremendous Y story. I understand 17 years of nonprofit management experience, serving most recently, of course, here as the CEO of the YMCA. And then you were at Pomona Valley before that. Is that right?
Correct, yes.
And San Diego, too.
Yes, I spent my formative YMCA years in San Diego, 10 years in total.
Yeah, that must have been an experience. A big area.
It is, and it's a large association. Yeah. Our YMCA here in Sonoma County is a one-branch association, whereas in San Diego it has 14 branches and encompasses the entire county. So it's a little bit of a different animal, but you know, all in all, the Y is the same no matter where you go.
Yeah, well, that's true. And what's interesting is that the Y is so much more than a place to go work out, right, Matthew? And that's really the message we wanted to share today.
Yes. I think some people have the misconception that we're a gym. And, you know, the message that we try to get out to people is that we're more than a gym. You know, the gym is a part of what we do and as far as, you know, promoting a healthy lifestyle. But it's not all that we do. You know, people don't know that we're one of the largest child care providers in the county. Mm-hmm. We serve over 1,500 kids a day in our child care program.
Which is amazing. That means there's a lot of conversations about what they're going to eat.
That's right. Yes.
I saw you laughing really hard when we were talking about making kids eat stuff.
Give them my toolbox. Get that food down there. Yeah, you know, I remember day camp was really child care for my parents and was such a fun experience. Went to numerous different locations, and that's probably wrapping up here soon as well, right?
Yeah, we have about 3 more weeks, uh-huh. I think, of summer camp. Yeah. You know, you start to see the staff are starting to drag a little bit.
Yeah, get a little worn 12 out.
12-week summer, and those young camp counselors give it their all for 12 weeks.
Now, in 2019, we're hoping to open a new infant toddler center, right?
That's correct.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, well, you know, the Portrait of Sonoma, one of the needs assessments done in our community, talked about how there is an unmet need of infant toddler care. Mm-hmm. People who have infants trying to get back to work.
It's expensive, Matthew.
It's
expensive. Ridiculous.
And part of that is state guidelines have a 1-to-4 staff to infant ratio, which is, you know, necessary.
Sure.
But it's expensive. And so we decided that we were going to try and attack that problem through our strategic plan. Mm-hmm. So we applied for a grant through the First Five Commission, $100,000, and we received it recently to put together an infant toddler center, and that will be opening up in January of 2019.
And so, you know, I'm learning as I go. I just joined the board a few months ago, so I'm learning as things go. But how is the cost structure to families that want to take advantage of that?
Well, we do charge fees, yeah. But we also our goal is to never turn anyone away due to
right.
inability to pay. And so we raise money as a nonprofit organization to support the families and the community when it comes to our programming. So if someone can't afford our fees, we sit down with them and have a discussion around what they can afford and hope to, you know, meet them in a place where they can afford it.
Yeah, and you know, it's an important segue into the next part of our conversation, which is that there's donations are a tremendous part. Yes, we get grants every once in a while that we work for, but the donations are a huge part of what we do. And you know, one of my goals is to really help donations through my businesses, of course, but also through my relationships in the community. And we've got the golf tournament coming up, which is a really big source of revenue for the organization.
Yeah, it's our big fundraiser that we do. It's September 28th,
yep.
Friday, September 28th at the Windsor Golf Club, mm-hmm. and it's a fun day. You know, we usually have lots of different activities throughout the course, and you know, it supports the kids and the scholarships we provide for families.
And if anybody in the community wants to support that, there's multiple ways to do it, from just simply golfing to actually sponsoring in the name of your business or your organization or your family or as an individual, or and of course even anonymously. And if anybody wants to do that, you can call me directly and I'll go ahead and get you set up on how to do that. It's 707-583-8100. Ask for me and we'll put you in touch with folks. But there's also a website where you can learn more information, right? That's it's at the WISE website. What's our website?
SCFYMCA.org.
SCFYMCA.org. I should probably memorize that. Yeah, well, I don't have my business cards yet, but I got my name badge. And so another thing, you know, in the first and second meetings we had, I was really interested in the initiatives. It's the YMCA organization is very progressive. Matthew does a great job leading the executive team, and the board members were very involved. And you know, one of the things I learned about is that we are emphasizing water safety. And, you know, summer's coming to an end, but any year round, this is an important topic, isn't it?
Yes. It's something that I'm really passionate about. You know, people don't understand how dangerous, you know, water is. Drowning is the second leading cause of death among children in the United States.
Yeah.
Accidental death, I should say.
And so much avoidable.
It is. And it's something that we do. You know, the Y is one of the premier, you know, swim lesson providers in the country. Mm-hmm. And it's our responsibility to teach children how to be safe. So.
Yeah.
One of our initiatives is our Safety Around Water initiative, where we are basically targeting underserved communities, communities that maybe can't afford traditional swim lessons, or generally any community that needs that has children that needs to be safe around water. And so this summer, we partnered with the Roseland School District to all their summer camp kids, or I should say summer school kids, came mm-hmm. over and did our Safety Around Water program for 4 different sessions. And basically, it doesn't teach them swimming, but
right.
it teaches them, you know, how to be safe if they fall into a body of water.
Floating
on their back.
Bouncing up and down,
exactly.
Getting out, yeah,
yep.
Finding the edge.
So it's a really important program and something that I'm really passionate about.
I am too. I think it's fantastic. And Safety Around Water is doesn't require a regimented swim lessons. It's actually some basic things, isn't it? And
yeah.
And so how do people find out more? How do parents find out more about that?
They can go to our website, or they can give us a call at 707-545-9622. That's 707-545-YMCA. And you know, we're happy to answer any questions about that.
And so another thing we're focused on at the Y lately is getting the word out to the community that we are more than just the gym, right? And we're actually going to start to see in the coming months and years more almost marketing, right? We really have a plan to get out there and spread that word.
Yeah, because you know we have found that people you know aren't aware of all the things that we do, and so we want people to understand that we're more than just a gym. So you'll start seeing our True or False campaign that's going to be kicking off here shortly.
It's pretty fun too.
That we'll have some fun imagery and quiz you on what you know about water safety and childcare and other things, and you know just to promote what the Y does in the community.
Yeah, I'm really excited to be doing what I can with the organization, and to meet Matthew is really great. You know, you send the message so well. You do a really great job of sharing that message. What do you think you want the community to really take away from this conversation as we wrap up here in our final minute?
Well, I think we want the community to know how much we are a part of the community.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're not just that facility on College. We have childcare sites, you know, 24 different sites throughout the county. We provide care from infants all the way through seniors programming. So, you know, we're there for everyone, and we want the community to know that.
That's great. If you want to participate in the golf tournament that's coming up, again, give me a call. I'll set you up with everything you need to know. You can call us at 707-583-8100. And, of course, you can go to the YMCA website, which is, one more time,
scfymca.org.
Great. Matthew, thank you so much. Looking forward to our years together and working on, with the great organization of the Sonoma County Family YMCA. So we're going to go to commercial break. When we come out, we're going to talk about reverse mortgages. Mm-hmm. Really a hot topic, Michelle. I'm helping a woman that is single. She's got a great property here, and she just wants to figure out a way to minimize her monthly outflow. And one way to do that is to use the equity that she's gained by making smart decisions over the last 15 years with her house.
Right. And the equity is much higher right now. So, you know, why not take advantage of that?
The gains are there. And again, the biggest misnomer is that you turn your keys over to over to the bank. Mm-hmm. That's not what happens. You own the house. So we're going to talk about dispelling some of these myths. Stick around. I'm George Adair. We will be right back.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Traffic on the fives and weather six times an hour mornings on FM News Talk Radio KSRO.
Hey, homeowners, this is George Adair with Bay Equity Home Loans. Now you can finally benefit from the housing recovery. For a free home value analysis, call Bay Equity at 707-583-8100. Maybe now you can knock out some of those home improvement projects, like adding a new roof, kitchen, or flooring. You can even add solar with a cash-out refinance. Do you still have high credit card payments? Use your home's equity at a low-fixed mortgage to get rid of that expensive debt and sleep well again. Bay Equity can help you celebrate the housing recovery. Treat yourself to improving your home or reduce your credit card balances with a cash-out refinance from Bay Equity Home Loans. To see if you qualify, call Bay Equity at 707-583-8100. Again, 583-8100, or go online to bayequityloans.com.
Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval. NMLS ID 76988. The transaction will be made pursuant to the Department of Business Oversight California Finance Lender Law and or California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. NMLS ID 245370.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5, KSRO.
Hey, thanks for joining us today. I'm George Adair. We do the show every Wednesday at noon 03. Try to keep our topics relevant and interesting and cover wide ranges of the financial mortgage markets. That includes the reverse mortgage product. I think that there's a lot of misinformation about the reverse mortgage. In fact, I know there's a lot of misinformation about that. And it's becoming such a great product for our baby boomers, the group of people that are aging and heading into retirement, done a great job accruing and building equity in their home, especially with the strength of the recent housing market. And so I wanted to have a really great guest on again today. And his name is Merritt Barber. He's a reverse mortgage specialist, and he's the senior vice president of the reverse mortgage division of Bay Equity Home Loans. Hey, Merritt, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, George. Thanks for having me again.
Absolutely. always great to have you on the show because, well, instead of me telling the listeners about your background, why don't you share with us your experience and history with the reverse mortgage product?
All right. Well, I've been in the mortgage business, mortgage banking business for 25 years, longer than I want to admit. And specifically with the reverse mortgage product since about 2005 with my own company, where, you know, I developed with my team and the other owners of the company, one of the top retail reverse mortgage brands in the country. So I know a lot about this product. And, you know, me and my team are here to support our origination teams out in across the country, just like George. And so that's my background.
It's great. And of course, you've been fighting the uphill battle of misinformation about this product. Can you share with us some of the common misunderstandings of the product before we talk about the benefits? I think sometimes it's easier to just knock out the misnomers and the misunderstandings.
Yeah, that's so true. We call them reverse mortgage urban myths. And, you know, it's just a tricky way for the bank to get your house. You don't really own your home. You know, you're going to lose your home equity after, you know, it's paid off.
Right.
I usually tell my loan officers that are asking me these questions or borrowers that, no, that's the reverse mortgage made in, you know, communist China, not the one made here in the United States. Right. We don't do things like that.
No.
Yes, there are a lot of urban myths. And
the biggest one being that the bank's going to keep your house. You don't own your house anymore. And that's not all what happens. You actually have a deed of trust recorded just like a conventional loan. It's just you don't make a house payment. So what happens to the principal that you're not paying over time?
Well, the interest accrues, like if you borrow any money.
I'm sorry, I meant interest. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, the interest accrues up in the cloud. And when the last person leaves the home permanently, the estate has many, many months to pay off the reverse mortgage with interest. And usually that happens 99% of the time. The estate sells the property. The mortgage payoff comes into escrow like any other mortgage, and the proceeds pay that off, and the equity goes to the estate in the heirs.
What's interesting is the table I've seen in our package that we issue as part of the disclosures. It allows for an annual growth. Typically, we put in there 4%, right, Merritt?
Correct.
And 4%. The interest rate that we will associate for the product, they're generally adjustable rate mortgages, but there's this period of over 20 years or so where they're kind of pretty close to each other projected out, and you're not losing a lot of equity over time.
Correct. You know, the average home appreciation we put into the supercomputer is 4%. So really the equity is treading water, and it's not really eroding like people might think that it would. The product is really designed by HUD, by FHA, so that there is equity left over for the heirs. It's not designed to be upside down. Now, there are times when that happens, and there are wonderful safeguards if that does happen. This is a no-recourse loan, so that if it is underwater, the federal government has to eat that loss, not the estate.
I think it's important for people to realize this is a federally insured loan program. And when the equity, if the equity, I should say, were to disappear completely, they don't come back. That's what you're saying. It's not a, it's non-recourse loan. They're not coming back to the estate saying, well, now you owe us an extra 20 grand.
Correct. It's a non-recourse loan.
That's what that means.
That's the legal term for it. And it's heads I win, tails they, the, you know, HUD loses.
You know, Merritt, there's this ongoing discussion I'm having with people about gridlock in our marketplace and baby boomers not really knowing what to do with their equity, not knowing how to move down. And I'm actually joined in the studio here with Adrian Roach. He's one of our top realtors in the area with W Real Estate. And, you know, I wanted to bring Adrian in on this because a lot of people don't realize that you can use the reverse mortgage for purchase loans. Is that something you ever see, Adrian?
Not that I've seen personally, but actually just listening to that, two misnomers that I had in my mind, you know, were just taken care of.
So yeah.
I'm definitely glad I stayed and sat in on this because, you know, I've learned a couple of things just now.
Yeah. So do you see the being able to use a purchase reverse mortgage as a viable option for some of your clients?
That would definitely help for sure. And it just gives another option on the table to where, you know, everybody's kind of stuck in this. Well, you know, I don't know if I want to sell because I don't have anywhere to go. When you're presented with, you know, different options on the table, such as this, this, you know, could be the light at the end of the tunnel that somebody needs.
Merritt, what do you see as the number one advantage to someone going into their senior years and looking at the reverse mortgage?
Well, you know, I think it's a wonderful way for seniors who are in a tough position because the price of everything that they need has gone up and their incomes haven't. They're getting squeezed. Mm-hmm. And there's about $6 trillion of senior home equity built up. It's about $200,000 per retiree household.
Wow.
And a reverse mortgage is an incredible tool to get access to a portion of that dormant, sleeping equity to turn it into cash so that they can use it today to live better.
To live better. I think that's the key. People, when they retire, always make less money. They don't make more money.
Right.
And so their cost of living is going up. Mm-hmm. Their income is going down. So the absence of a mortgage payment, not paying $1,500 or $2,000 a month, means you're able to use that money or not have to come up with it.
Right.
Yeah, maintain
right.
quality of life.
Their biggest fear is that their savings won't last. And a reverse mortgage is a viable financial planning tool to ensure that they can improve the quality of their lives. And, you know, how is a senior going to get access to this dormant equity? Well, they could sell their house. Mm-hmm. They don't want to do that.
They got to live somewhere.
Yeah. Right. And to get a traditional mortgage is very difficult to qualify for. Plus, you have payments. So a reverse mortgage is really one of the only ways to monetize, turn into money, that sleeping dormant equity for their use today.
If you're just joining us now, I'm with Merritt Barber. He's the reverse mortgage specialist, and he's the senior vice president of the reverse mortgage division at Bay Equity. I'm also joined with Adrian Roach. He's with W Real Estate, extraordinaire real estate agent. Great guy. And we're talking about reverse mortgage, and I think it's important for people that just tune in also to really understand what a reverse mortgage is and what it isn't. And as Merritt was just saying, you're not deeding your house to the bank. Most people that are upset about the idea of reverse mortgage, unfortunately, are the heirs of the estate, right, Merritt?
We used to see that in the past.
Mm-hmm.
You know, years ago,
mm-hmm.
I would have meetings with the potential borrower
mm-hmm.
and their kids.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there were some kids that weren't too enthused about the idea of giving up a portion of their future inheritance. But I would always explain it. You know, your mother needs money today.
Yeah.
So you're either going to start writing checks now mm-hmm. with after-tax precious money or forego, potentially, a little bit of your inheritance in the future. Because your mom needs money. There's only a couple ways to do this. And usually they come around. They just don't think it through the entire way. And nowadays, we don't hardly ever see that. Most of the kids have been writing checks because the times are getting more difficult for their parents.
Right.
And they're looking at the reverse mortgage as a way to relieve that pressure. They have kids in school. And it's precious money that they're having to write checks to their parents for. And this is a way to get out of that.
Well, we know that, what is it, over 50% of Americans don't even have 1 month's worth of savings in their bank account.
Focus group analysis tells us that the senior's greatest worry is that their savings is going to run out.
Right. And it could. A lot of them were not seniors 10 years ago.
Correct.
And they were working, and they went through the mortgage meltdown, or they went through the recession.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them have bad credit. Some of them lost income. Lots of people lost retirement. And now the market's rebounded, and this product really helps them, doesn't it?
That's a really good point about the market. You know, part of this is for seniors, for our retired people, is to understand the timing of the place that they're at right now. Right this second, their home equity is at an intergenerational high. It's above the 2008 peak,
mm-hmm.
which makes my stomach hurt a little bit. And interest rates are at an intergenerational low. Now is the time to get the most out of a reverse mortgage. In the future, what if property values go down? What if interest rates go up?
Right.
They'll get less of a reverse mortgage, or they won't get one at all. So I would encourage all retirees, if you have questions about a reverse mortgage, you need to call George. His team, backed up with my team, will help you understand what a reverse mortgage can do for you. And if it's right for you, George is not going to sell you. He is going to just guide you and teach you. And, you know, our prime directive at Bay Reverse is to treat each of our senior borrowers like they're our parents. It's our prime directive.
Yeah.
And we really beat it down through our organization, and we have hundreds and hundreds of incredibly satisfied seniors. They write us letters. They thank us. So I want to encourage everybody out there, start asking questions
mm-hmm.
so that you can kick over rocks to see if this thing can help you. And if so, you know, you're going to be so excited to go out and visit your grandkids more often than you can do now.
Yeah, and put some food on the table. You know, folks, you're going to replace, you're going to use your equity so that you don't have a monthly mortgage payment anymore. You're going to still own your house. It's actually tremendously easy to qualify, but, you know, there are some things that we do. We will do a questionnaire. And as Merritt said, my job is to provide information and ideas. So if you're interested in learning more and working with a direct lender of the reverse mortgage product, a local lender, that's Bay Equity Home Loans. You can give us a call at 707-583-8100. Again, 707-583-8100. We got to run. Merritt, I appreciate you joining us so much. And hey, I see a tremendous opportunity for our listeners here. Thank you so much.
Thank you, George.
All right. And Adrian Roach, thanks for coming in. We got to run.
Thanks for having me.
We'll be back next Wednesday. We'll have you on again soon.
Sounds good.
All right, folks. Be good. See you.